Okay. Ainu kan de daf yud alef amad alef. Vinitkanu pashut b'shura achat ashakla v'tarya shel ha-gemara v'gabi shitat Rabbi Shimon. Ken Rabbi Shimon b'mishnah hu matza patent. Rabbi Shimon omer af elu k'sherim. Efshar l'hachshir afilu get isha sheyotzei me'arkaot. Lohuskuru, again, af eluk sherin. It's like lohuskuru and afu nashir ledaka. Rav Shimon Omer, af eluk sherin. Anachnu reinu bagmara, hapatent Rabbi Shimon, ze sheyesh lanu et hanitunim she yachshiru get al af hachatimot shel hagoyim. Kamar haget nichtav haidei Yisrael, nimsar lifnei Yisrael, אנחנו פוסקים כמו רב אלעזר שאלי מסיר הקרטי, אז מה נפקמינה שיש כאן חתימות של גויים? אלא מה? יש בעיה צדדית. You have a side issue של שמות שאינו מובהקים, שאולי יש בעיה של מזויף מתוכו, אבל חוץ מהעניין הצדדי הזה, בעצם יש לנו כאן גט למהדרין, וכיוון שיש לנו גט למהדרין, לכאורה אין שום נפקמינה, כך רש"י אומר, בין ערכאות לבין הדיוטות. מה שקשר בערכאות, בגלל שיש כסיבה של יהודי וחתימה של יהודים, זה גם קשר בהדיוטות. לא אכפת לנו מהשמות, מהחתימות של הגויים. אלא הגמרא כאן התקשה בלשון של המשנה, והגמרא אמרה, הכי נמי כאמר, במד ורמורים ושמות מובהקים. אבל בשמות שאין מובהקים, שם שיכול להיות או של יהודי או של גוי, נעשה כמי שנעשו בהדיות ופסולים. שהגט שלנו, של ערכאות, זה פסול כמו גט שנעשה בהדיות. עכשיו השאלה, מה כאן ההשוואה? מה כאן הבסיס של ההשוואה? אנחנו אמרנו שלכאורה ערכאות והדיותות זה היינו הך. משמע שיש כאן משהו בהדיוטות שיותר פסול, ואנחנו משווים את הגט של ערכאות לזה שבהדיוטות שיותר פסול. אז ראינו שרש"י עשה את ההשוואה בצורה כזאת, שלפי רבי שמעון, מעיקר הדין, אם יש לנו גט בערכאות, שיש שמות מובהקים, כלומר שאין לנו כאן בעיה של מזויף מתוכו, ויש כסיבה של ישראל, ויש אלי מסירה של ישראל, הגט הזה זה כושר לכתחילה. Okay. אז מה אנחנו אומרים? שאם יש לנו גט של ערכאות, ואנחנו עוסקים בשמות שאינם מובהקים, ויש לנו כאן עדי מסירה ישראל, ויש לנו כסיבה של ישראל, זה פסול. למה זה פסול? זה פסול מדרבנן. זה פסול מדרבנן בגלל מזויף מתוכו, בגלל השמות שאני מובהקים. וזה כמו, אנחנו משווים את זה לפי רש"י, לשאר שטרות, שנכתבו בהדיוטות, שלא משנה איזה שהן שמות, בשאר שטרות, שאין אלי מסירה, וזה פסול, מאיזה דין? מה? זה פסול דרייסא. למה? כי אין לנו בכלל נאמנות. אין אלי מסירה. יש כאן עדי חסימה גויים שהן בכלי שום נאמנות, זה לא ערכאות, we don't have any check and balance. אז השאלה היא, זו השאלה שהרמב"ן, הרמב"ן שואל על רש"י, הרמב"ן בחידושים, הרשב"א מביא את הרמב"ן אפילו ביותר בהירות מאשר הרמב"ן עצמו כותב, שאיך רש"י הבין את הגמרא הזאת, מה הקשר? כאן מדובר בגט, כאן מדובר בשאר שטרות. כאן מדובר אבסול דאורייסא, כאן מדובר אבסול דרבנן. הנקודה היחידה שיש שם השוואה זה שזה פסול וזה פסול. אבל אמרתי לכם, זה כאילו כתוב שהגט, בשם השני מבוקים, זה כמו נמצא אחד מהם קרוב הפוסל. שהגט, בשם השני מבוקים, זה כמו שיש כאן רישום שחתמו על השטר. אין כאן שום קשר בין אחד לשני. אז לכן באו התוספות ריד ותוספות אצלנו והרשב"א כדי לענות על השאלה הזאת, ובנו את ההשוואה בצורה אחרת. בא התוספות ריד, והוא אמר, לא, צריך שיהיה כאן השוואה. מדובר כאן על גט, מדובר כאן על גט. משווים גט בערכאות וגט בהדיוטות. מדובר כאן על עדי מסירה ישראל וכסיבה ישראל, נכניס את זה גם כאן. עדי מסירה ישראל, כסיבה ישראל. ואנחנו אומרים שכמו שזה פסול מדרבנן, גם זה פסול מדרבנן. אבל רק דקה. כאן מדובר על עדי חסים הגויים, כלומר בשמוס מופקים. למה זה פסול דרבנן? למה זה פסול? We have over here, לפי רבי שמעון, we have everything we need. We have a get. We have Eidim Asiri Yisrael. We have Ksiva Yisrael. The Chasimos are not a problem because the Shemos Mufakim. So the fact that over here we have a Psul Drabanan of Mizuyot Mitocho. The Neglosh is Shemot Shena Mufakim. V'anachna Ratzim Lahagid, Shehaget Im Shemot Shena Mufakim, Ze Kamo, Mashu Behediotot Afilum Shemot Mufakim. Av Berega Shanachna Machnisim Kan Eidim Asiri Yisrael or Ksiva Yisrael, למה בכלל שיהיה פסול? In other words, מה שהתוספות ריד רוצה לעשות to make an identity between the two sides, he did. But where does the פסול come from? והתוספות ריד, מה הוא אומר? מאיפה בא הפסול? בואו נסתכל בפנים. לא אומר את זה. תוספות ריד דרך 15 שורות מלמטה, זאת אומרת, בדר אמורים בשמות מובהקים. אבל אם מדובר בשמות שאינם מובהקים, בערכאות, נעשו כמי שנעשו בהדיוט ופסולים, והיא קשה. כיוון דסופר ישראל כספו, ובעדי מסירה שישראל מסרו, מה ישנה הדיוטות מערכאות של עובדי כוכבים? ויש לומר, משום גט מעושה. דתנן בשיר היא מסכתן, אם אנחנו נעבור לפרק האחרון של גיטין, נראה שגט מעושה, גט שמכריחים את הבעל לתת לאישה בעובדי כוכבים, פסול. כן? שזה לא נחשב וכסב ונוסן. אין כאן נתינה של הישראל, זה מעושה וזה לא מרצונו וזה פסול. אז כאן, הבא התוספות ריד ואומר שאי מדובר בערכאות של עובדי כוכבים, דלא חשידי לקבול שוחדה ולא עבדי אלא דינה. כלומר, הערכאות יש להם חוש של צדק. They have integrity. אז לכן הם לא היו מכריחים את הבעל לתת את הגט. אז לכן בעל, כלומר, אם יש לנו גט שנכתב בערכאות, אז מקסימום יש כאן סול דרבנן של מזויף מתוכו. אבל חוץ מזה, ברגע שיש עדי מסירה ישראל ויש כסיבה ישראל, אנחנו לא אומרים שזה גט מעושה. אבל כאשר יש לנו בעיה של הדיוטות, והדיוטות האלו ייתכן שהם מושפעים על ידי שוחד שקיבלו, ייתכן שהם יגרמו לזה שיהיה כאן גט מעושה, ולכן יש כאן סול דרבנן. חשש. שמע. יש כאן גט מעושה. וזה ההשוואה. This is the comparison. שבהדיוטות לא משנה אם יש כאן שמות מופקים, שאינם מופקים, זה תמיד חשש של גט מעושה. ולכן אנחנו אומרים שגט של ערכאות עם שמות שאינם מופקים, זה כמו גט בהדיוטות, לא משנה אם שמות מופקים או לא, כמו שכאן פוסל דרבנן, גם כאן פוסל דרבנן. מה הבעיה בפירוש הזה? כך הוא למד את הגמרא. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, אבל שמות שאינו מופקים, נעשה כמי שנעשו בהדיות ופסולים, Nasa kemisha nasu behediot shepasul biglal shema yeshkan get meuse. Solve the problem that we had with Rashi. Okay, Rashi compared get to shar shtaros. That was off the board. Rashi had absul de oraisa and absul de rabbana. That was very, very difficult. Here we're fitting it back in. We're dealing with get and get. Psul de rabbana, psul de rabbana. What's the problem? You happy with it? Tosafot Hudah was happy with it. What? Why do I think there's a problem? Just pshat in Gemara. This is the way. This is the way anyone would learn pshat in this Gemara. Where's the sugi of get Musa? He said, "Where's the sugi of get Musa?" In the last parak of Gittin. There's not a hint. Nothing in the entire first parak of Gittin, the entire second parak of Gittin, entire third parak of Gittin. Until we get all the way to the end of Gittin, there's no sugya dealing with get Musa. To say that that's pshat in the Gemara over here is ha'ikar chasim and ha'sefer. Simply, it's not wrong, but somewhere there should have been some sort of a hint. Kido amar lekamon, kido amar, it's something to bring in. I mean, we're talking over here in the world of Edim. Our issue over here is in terms of the Edim. Do we have a proper get in the world of Edim? Are we afraid that these Edim are going to be used improperly? That's the problem of Mizuyach Mitocho. Our problem is on the level of the Ne'emanus. This has nothing to do with the Edim, with the Ne'emanus. This has to do with a side issue. A get has to be given me Ratzon. If it's forced, if the Baal's arm is twisted improperly, it's not a good get. It's a true halacha, but has nothing to do with our sugya. So, l'chora, the clearest pshat in our sugya is not Rashi and not Tosfos Rid, but rather what we find alatar in Tosfos, Nasa Kemisha Omer and Lo Nechaku, and we find it also in the Rashba, in which they sort of work backwards. Namely, that they assume that Kaner, if we have a get behed yotot, and it's irrelevant what the chasimos are, even if these chasimos are shemos buhakim, even if we have Eden Masira and Israel kosvim, for some reason this is pasul nidra banan. This is the hashvah. Namely, start off with the fact that we have over here psul dra banan on a get behed yotot. And we're comparing over here a get ba'ar ka'ot, b'shemot shenim mufakim, which is pasul dra banan, to this psul dra banan. A. B. This psul dra banan has to be somewhat connected to our sugya. It has to be dealing with the world of ne'emanas. What psul dra banan do we have over here? L'chora, we have the ideal. We have Edi Mesiri Yisrael. We have Tziva Yisrael. We have Shemos Mufakim, which means that the Shemos aren't, there's no chshash that we're going to, there's no chshash over here that we're going to mix up these people and think that they're Jews, etc. We have Shemos that are kuli goyim. No one's going to use these Shemos on a regular shtar. So here, what Tosfos does, Dibramaskul Nasa, Dibramaskul Onech, I'm sorry, Dibramaskul Liflog, and Dibramaskul Nasa, is built a double gzera. A, we have one gzera that, I can write it over here, that a get the hediotot is even with Shemos Mufakim is going to be possible. Why? Like Shar Shtaros in this situation. If we would have had Shar Shtaros in Hediotos, Shtar Raya on a Mecher, with Shemos Mufakim, Eide Mesira, Ksiva Yisrael, it also would have been possible. And therefore, since the Shar Shtaros are possible, therefore the get is possible. But why are the Shar Shtaros possible? Again, we have all the mint conditions. We have everything that we need. So here he takes a second step. That Shar Shtaros with Shemos Mufakim is possible atu Shar Shtaros b'li Shemos Mufakim. Namely, that we have over here a double gzeira. We have over here a double gzeira that we're afraid if we're going to allow Shar Shtaros to be ne'eman, people think Shar Shtaros in the world of hediot as the equivalent of shar star, of shtaros in the world of arkos, which really isn't true. Arkos has its own reasons for heter. We have the integrity. We know that they're basically neman v'chulei. So we have over here a gzeira of get atu shar shtaros, shtar shtaros atu shtar shtaros. And that's what we have, you know, that brings about the psul, namely to work everything from within the sugya. So again, it's very, very neat. It's not bringing us all the way to the end of Gittin, but in other words, you have to set up a series of xeros that really aren't black and white in our Tosas. That's what Tosas says. Lifla is listening to the day. V'yibtomer adarabba tikshile gufa de masnisen lama pasul behedyo. We have Edim Mesira, we have Shemos Mufakim. So gazrinan behedyot yitei nashim atu shar shtaros de pasle behedyot afilu be'edim misira. Dilma asi lahachshir below eight. I'm sorry. I said over here that with shar shtaros, I should put over here with edim misira atu shar shtaros without edim misira. In terms of our cause, we can deal even without edim misira. So we'd be afraid we compare hedyot to hedyot. So that's the hashva'ah. But it's all assuming. That's next tosfos. B'shar shtaros shenasu behedyot tepsili afilu shemus mefakim ve'edim mesira shelo yava lahachshir below edim mesira kamo arkaot. Do I chazi shum hechshir behedyot afilu ve'edim mesira yava litot v'lomar shen chilik ben arkaot lehedyot. So we just have over here this one line of the Gemara that. Just to understand the Gemara, just to understand Pshat in the Gemara. So we have Rashi, who learns it without introducing any outside factors, but the problem is that it's apples and oranges. Tosfos Rid introduces an outside factor, but that outside factor is from left field. Tosfos brings in gzeros that stem from our sugya, but the gzeros also are not written the Feirush in the Gemara, but at least Tosfos is sticking to within our sugya in order to create a situation of apples and apples. So, zo nekuda rishona. That's a. So, a gemara mamshicha, Tanya Amar Rav Elazar b'Rav Yosi, a gemara mevia tosefta, sherabi Shimon to'ein, she hashita shelo ve'etzem kulam maskimim la. Lo nechaku Rabbi Akiva chachamim al shtaros ha'olin barakos shavde kochavim, Shai ma b'duk Rabbi Akiva hichshir behediotot. Im medubar al gitei nashim v'shichkur reyavadim heim be'etzem ksherim ki yesh edim mesira v'yesh ksiva Yisrael. Again, avz Rabbi Akiva hu hichshir shar shtaros behediot. What does that mean? What did Rabbi Akiva chachamim are like in our Mishnah? We say that behediot we don't have any ne'emonos. Ma pirush Rabbi Akiva machshir behediot. איך הבנתם? Let's start with Rashi before moving over to Tosfos. What's Rashi Shita?
That works perfectly with Rashi.
That what?
That it gets on the head yod if it has.
On a get is no problem. The reason that we're machshir, Masha Katuv kan shelofi Rabbi Shimon, lofi kol hatanaim, gam Rabbi Akiva v'gam chachamim, machshirim get shiyotzei ba'arkaot, machshirim get shiyotzei behedyotot. Machshirim et haget, yesh ksiva Yisrael, yesh edim mesira Yisrael, ma'inaf gamina michoteim, ma'inaf gamina machatimoteim ba'arkaot, o achatimoteim behedyotot, anachdi lo mestaklim al zeh. Aval b'shar shtarot, sham behediotot, Rabbi Akiva machshir v'chachamim poslim. As Rashi masbir lama chachamim poslim b'shar shtarot. De kevan de nasu behedyot shtarei mekach, de kaima l'raya, v'alehen tzadei ovdei kochavim, as anachnu somchim alotam tzadei ovdei kochavim samchinan, pasul. De emar shikra chasum. Again, come on, medubar kan al shtarei hedyotot, she'ein bohem, ein bohem eide mesira, ein bohem ksivas Yisrael, a classic shtar hedyot, which is signed by two goyim. That, chachamim say, is no good, because we assume that the edim are liars. They're goyim. There's no check and balance. There's no arkaot. They're liars. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? How did you understand Rabbi Akiva? So Tosfos was bothered by this, and Tosfos adds something. Lo nechleku Rabbi Akiva chamim al kol shtaros, perish kol shtaros ha'olim ba'arkos, av al pi shechosmeim ovdei kochavim ksherim. Hai ki dinei, v'hai ki dinei. Shtar shtaros b'kol inyan, because it's arkaot, and so we believe the goyim in the arkaot. Gitei noshim shechri avadim beidei mesiro shemes mufakim. Lo nechleku ela bizman shena'asu behedyot, perish. As here, Tosfos adds in, we're dealing b'shemos mufakim, so there's no problem of mezuyif mitocho, ube'edei mesira. That even by shar shtaros, we're dealing with edei mesira. Rabbi Akiva machshir, v'lo gozar sheyavo lahachshir af b'lo edei mesira kamo ba'arkaot. Hacham and poslim b'shar shtaros, because of the gzeira that Tosfos mentioned previously. But Rashi doesn't say that. That's Tosfos adding in. Rashi is assuming that by shar shtaros, by hedyotot, and afno skim b'shar shtaros, v'ein kan edim mesira. V'lachein lefi ha'chachamim, ze pasul, ki somchim al ha'ovdei kochavim, emar shikra chasum. Lefi Rabbi Akiva.
Meaning it's supposed to raise it for the
chacham. Yeah. And Rabbi Akiva is machshir midoraisa em midrabanan. No. Anyone have any ideas? Even a shtar raya ba'alma, but it's from hedyotos, not from arkaos. The shtar raya ba'alma in the arkaot. So we saw in Tosfos that we made a gzeira. Hecha de kimron b'sahadusayu, shehu emes v'lo mare navshayu. So we have a takana midrabanan that a shtar raya coming out of arkaot, we can believe the goyim. Because of the integrity of the arkaot. Here we're dealing with hedyotot. Rabbi Akiva feels also in hedyotot, that's what is being said over here, but it's very, very, you know, Rashi doesn't say anything. How could you have such a shita? We have Eidim Psulim. Even by shtari hedyotot, you need a shtar. A shtar has to be signed. So Tosfos was bothered by it, introduces the Eidim Mesira. And so if Eidim Mesira, then Rabbi Akiva is on the high territory, and Chachamim have to come on to a Gzeira. Eidim Mesira, to a situation of without Eidim Mesira. Okay, I'm stuck on that. I don't know how Rashi would learn. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and points out, Sheyesh Tevdel Bein Makom She Ein Yisrael Chosmin, Makom Shi Yisrael Chosmin, namely that even Shemos Muvhakim, where Gozer Atu Shemos Shena Muvhakim, Shma Bishva Mechlif, the Seder. Mar continues, Ravina Savar Lachshure Biknufasa Da'arama'a. Amre Rafram Arkaos Tna. Okay, Komar Shemashi Ravina Ratzala Hachshir, Rafram Amar Lo, Komar Ravina. לפי איך שאנחנו הבאנו את רשי רצה להגיד, אולי אנחנו נפסוק כמו רבי עקיבא. אנחנו לא פוסקים כמו רבי עקיבא, אנחנו פוסקים שדווקא ארכאות, שם יש את התקנה המיוחדת, או דינא דמחוסא דינא לפי הלשון ראשון, או תקנה מיוחדת לפי הלשון שני, אבל לא בהדיוטות. טוב, Amar Rava, Hai Shtara Parsa'a, De Masre Niele Ba'ape Sahade Yisrael. Anachnu Oskim Nistikel Barashi, Shtara Parsa'a, Asahu Beloshon Parsi, that's simply Parsa'a relates to the language of the Shtar, V'chasmu Parsiim Hedyotot Alayhu. We're dealing with a shtar that came out of Hedyotot. This is not our code. And we have Eidei Mesira. Masrei Niele Ba'apei Sahadei Yisrael. Right, this is the case that Rabbi Akiva was Machshir, according to Tosfos. Shtara Parsa'a, we have a shtar of Hedyotot. The Chasimos are Hedyotot. We have Eidei Mesira Yisrael. This is what Rabbi Akiva was Machshir. And previously, this is what the Chachamim were Gozer against. Rabbi Shimon also previously was felt that over here there was a gzera. Shtar from Hedyotot is no good, but Rava felt over here, Hai shtar parsa, masre niyale be'ape Yisrael, magbinan le mi b'nei chari. Sh'af al pi sh'shtar ragil gove mi mishubadim, ze shtar she yo'il l'gvot mi b'nei chari. Gemara sh'elet, ay lo yade le mikre, b'di yade. Binan ksav sh'ni achol l'zdayef, b'dafitzan. It's written with all of the hidurim of a shtar Yisrael, and we have over here Eidei Mesira Yisrael, and we paskin like Rav Elazar that Eidei Mesira karate. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi mi meshabdei name," and we have an ideal shtar. So if we have an ideal shtar, namely that we can forget about the Eidei Chasima, we can be somach on the Eidei Mesira. It should be Govem Mishubadim. As Gemara Ona, Les Le Kola. Les Le Kola. Kedei Ligvot Mishubadim, Yesh Tzorech Be Kol. Umano Tenet Akol Lishtar. As Rashi Omer, Lefishain Chosmin Yisrael, De Sahade De Chasime Ashtara, Inun Mafke Le Kola. Shema shenotein kol l'shtar, shekulam yishmeru et ha-ra'ayot shalahem, v'yedu shehasadeh hazeh, ze meshubad l'chov mesuyam, ma sheyotzer et ha-kol, ze eidei chasima Yisrael. V'ze ma shechaser kan. Okay? Kan, al ha-nekuda hazot na'amod daka, v'nivdok et ha-din hazeh shel shtar parso. יש לנו מושג של מילווה בעל פה, זאת אומרת מילווה בפני שני עדים, אבל בלי שום דבר שכתוב, ויש לנו מילווה בשטר. בואו נבדוק. מה קורה אם הלווה טוען להדם? כן, שיש לנו מילווה, או בעל פה, או בשטר, והלווה טוען, אני אף פעם לא לוויתי, אני לא מכיר את העדים האלו, לא מכיר את השטר הזה, אני לא יודע על מה מדובר, אני לא לוויתי. האם הוא נאמן? שוב, מילווה בעל פה, יש שני עדים שבפניהם קרה ההלוואה הזאת. מילווה בשטר, יש למעל ושטר חתום על ידי שני עדים שהייתה הלוואה. והלווה טוען, I'm sorry, אני לא הייתה הלוואה. It's all a lie. Everyone's lying. מה?
Yeah, he's
believe. A milva ba'al peh means that we have two edim who say that Reuven lent money to Shimon. And Shimon says, I don't know these people. They're lying. What's the halacha? We have such a case comes to the court. Reuven brings two edim that he lent money to Shimon, and Shimon says, they're all lying. Reuven is lying. Yosef is lying. Eliezer is lying. They're all lying. I didn't borrow any money. What's the halacha?
I didn't. You got
יש עדים, על פי שניים עדים יוקם דבר. אם אדם הוא טועם להדם, אז אינו נאמן, irrelevant if it's a milvah ba'al peh, or if it's a milvah bishnar. That's the din of edim. You're not ne'eman with a ta'ana against edim. If we have two edim, you know, where it's bezdin, it's kolker, and dorish the edim, again, to what degree the Gemara in Sanhedrin deals with, we don't want a situation of kino delos with ne'lovim, but bezdin checks out these edim, they're kosher, did they daven, one's the president of the shul, one's the vice president of the shul, they're not related, the shomrei Shabbos, and this is what they're towing. So, this is the way that the bull bounces. What if the lova agrees, I borrowed the money? But he says, I paid back. Nachon, I borrowed the money. Oh, that's kind of, I didn't borrow the money. But a week later, I paid him back. A month later, I paid him back. Shu toein, karati. Who's believed?
The lova.
Nachon. In a milva baal peh, the lova is believed. The Edim say the money was lent. The Edim never say the money was not returned. Okay? So there's no Edim against the fact that, Nachanami, I agree I borrowed the money. I'm not being so sure the milva baal peh, I just say I paid it back. What about a milva bishtar? No, Mordechai. Shtarcha bayadi my boy, ain't on them. As long as the milva is holding on to the shtar, he's not neman. That we assume that if the lover would have paid, he would have asked for the shtar back. And the moment that the malva still held on to the shtar, that's the malva's raya that the loan was never paid.
If there were Edom, so doesn't he have to have Edom that is correct?
Only if that was the condition. In other words, if the Edom of Milva Peh said that when the money was lent, it was said it should only be paid back in front of Edom, then he's not Naaman. But if a stam halva'ah, then the Edim are only an Edim on the Halva, nothing more than that. What about if the Lova says, you're right, there was a loan, and you're right, I didn't pay back, but I'm broke. I don't have any money. So where can the Gviya come from? If we're dealing with the Milva Ba'al Peh, where does the Gviya come from? Only from the Chasim B'nei Chorin. Well, check. He says he's broke. Maybe he has something. Maybe he has something stuffed up his sleeve. From Nechasim B'nei Chorim, we can be gove. However, if he had a field be sold to someone else already, Nechasim Mishuvadim doesn't apply to Milva Ba'al Peh. What about a Milva Bishtar? That's gove from Nechasim Mishuvadim. Okay, this is simply background material. Comes along the Shtar Parsa, and the Shtar Parsa, namely the Shtar Parsa. So we have a shtar that was made in the situation of Hediotot, and we have Edei Mesira Yisrael. Here we have a Gemara that says that such a shtar is gove minachasim b'nei chorin and not minachasim mishubadim. Namely, this is nachdo. Okay? What about this? Is this also knocked off? In other words, the basic differences between a milva ba'al peh and a milva bishtar are twofold. A, what's the reaction to a tanat parati? And B, in what is it gove from? B'nei chorim or mishubadim? So we say, if we're dealing with a shtar parsa'a, the distinction over here falls off. This is only gove from b'nei chorim. Is this distinction also knocked off?
No.
Certain?
No.
No. Okay, let's look into Tosfos Rish.
Ready?
Yes.
Wait, why is it with Toin Parati is Neman? Because there's no proof that he hasn't paid?
Nachon.
Why is he believed? It's just...
He has a Taina. He says. He says, I paid back. Why is he not believed? There's no Hamotz Mechav Alav Haraya. Okay, look over here in the Tosfos Rish. Next, in my edition, it's next to the last thin line. Ravina Amar Lachshure Shtara B'Knufya Dabaram Arafram Arkos Tanan Lomari Nafshah. I'm sorry, the first wide line in my edition. Amar Rava. Hai Shtara Parsa Demasra Be'lova Ba'ape Sahade Magvinan Le Mibnei Chori. Perish Kosov Haya B'Loshon Paras Chosum Be'edim Parsiyim Goyim Masru Halova Lamalva B'fnei Ede Yisrael Kevan deika ede mesira magbinan le lamalva b'nei chari. V'lomi mishabde. V'ha, okay, and the Gemara continues, go yade v'chulei v'chulei. Go to where it says, les le'kola. Peirush, she'edim chasum al hashtar mafke le'kola, v'iboy le'kuchos lizdahure. That normally the kol stems from ede chasima, v'lhocha, the les le'kola, there are no ede chasima Yisrael, lo yade lazur, mishmachi lo mishabde. Then he continues, V'ichas mebe Yisrael, amrinan lekaman, the govi mimishabde. V'ikasha, kevan diyade ede mesira, have hoda lifnehem, ubolo haishtara name govi bifne edim. Tshuva, tane mile milva alpe. V'i taninan lemachar uliyomei uchra praticha ne'eman. Aval achshav kol zman shashtar biyado, eino ne'eman lomar parati. Va'afal gavde eino gove elami b'nechari, eino ne'eman lomar praticha. Mishum, da'af shtar kozesh eino gove mimishabde, yocholiton shtarcha biyadi, my boy. Namely, as Atosus read on Merkamo binyamin, she'ein shum kesher vein nekuda hazot and nekuda hazot. Im nishalim im govem im mishabdei, zetorim, yesh kol o ein kol. Kan ein kol. Avol im nishal haim hu ne'eman lomar parati, o eino ne'eman, zetorim, yesh shtar. Yesh kan shtar. This is not a nothing. This is a shtar without a kol. We have over here a shtar. The shtar is created by Eide Masira Yisrael. We have a shtar, and therefore, praticha eino ne'eman, shtar cha b'yadi my body. What about mishubadim? That's totally in kol. And we have a local halacha. We have a shtar without a kol. That's what the Tosfos Reed suggests. And he brings a raya. Umikan siyu alamashik asafti beget pashut. Besofa babasra. Bedaf kuf ayin heyamad beis yesh mishnah. Hotzi alav ksav yado. Shehu chayav lo. Gove minachasim denechorim. We have a mishnah that says that if you have an IOU, someone wrote you an IOU in his handwriting, and you pull out the IOU on him, and he says he can't pay, he doesn't have money. So then, you can be gove from B'nei Chori. Why can't you be gove from Nechasim Mishubadim? What's missing in this IOU? There are no Eide Chasima. There's no kol. Fine. V'i ta'in v'amar praticha. What if the fellow who gave the IOU claims, I paid you? Lo mehemen. The af bishtar kaze yocholiton shtarcha beyadi my boy. Udelo kari. Namely, that what the Tosfos Reed is saying over here is his own pshat. However, the ri, the Bala Tosfos, the ri, amar hasam, cave on the milva alpe itoin vama parati ne'eman, vahocha afagav de logovi ela mi b'nechari, eno ne'eman lomar praticha. In other words, he disagrees with the ri. The ri feels that these two go hand in hand. If there's no shibud, then there's ne'emanus. The Tosfos Reed is on his machalek. Shibud is a din in kol. Ne'emanus is a din in shtar. The two have nothing one to do with the other. We have over here a machlokas between the Tosfos Reed and the Reed. Tosfos Reed says that these are two different worlds. We paskin that by Ashtar Parsa ain't on ne'eman to say parati, but he's only going from B'nei Chori. We have Ashtar without a kol. Just like by Aksav Yad, ain't on ne'eman lomar parati, we have Ashtar, but since there are no Edom signed on it, go from B'nei Chori. Bahariva omer gamkan v'gamkan, berega shekatuv shegove b'nei Chori, kvar ne'eman. Makana machloket. What's the machlokis over here? Between the Ri and the Tosfos Reed. And their machlokes is a double machlokes, both in Shtar Parsa and in Ksav Yad. Yeah?
The Ri says that if you don't have kol, the chlal not even a mil of the Shtar.
Nachon. We have a machlokes over here as to whether this is called a Shtar. According to the Ri, the moment that there is no kol, that's not a Shtar. We have Eide Mesira. The Edim Mesira is a milva balpeh. The Edim Mesira are the Edim that the you know, that the money was handed over. Zehu. The Eden Mesira are no more than a milva ba'al peh. A milva ba'al peh. So what this prevents is lahadam. You can't be towing lahadam. You can't deny that the loan ever took place. However, the dinim of shtar don't apply either to a ksav yad or to a shtar parsa. Ma she'ein kein, according to Tosfos Rid, not pitom. We have over here a shtar. What we're missing is a kol. The Eden Mesira, we pass in Rav Elazar, Eden Mesira karte, it makes it into a shtar. And hu hadin, ksav yado, we have a hodoas ba'al din. That's considered to be the equivalent of a shtar, but there is no b'nei chori. This framework was set up by the Kovet Shirim, by Rav Hanan Wasserman in Baba Basra, and he wanted there to distinguish, according to the Ri, that we have by what's the status of a shtar ba'ed echad. By a shtar ba'ed echad, here we find that the emet Eino ne'eman to say parati, but gove mi b'nei chori. And this is even the Ri agrees. So, over here, it's not, in other words, the Ri says, this is a shtar. A shtar be'ed echad is a shtar. We have an eid chasima. This is a shtar. We don't have two eid chasima, so it's not a kol. It's only gove mi b'nei chori. However, it's eino ne'eman lomar parati, because we have a shtar. Namely, that he wants to distinguish between a shtar be'ed echad, where the Ri would agree with the Tosfos Rid, and a shtar parsa'a, and a ksavya. Here, there are no edei chasima, meaningful edei chasima at all. Ma'ashenken over here, we have a shtar be'ed echad. Namely, you can ask on every case, how do we view it? Do we say there's no shtar, or do we say that shtar we have, but what we're missing is the kol? With this entire background, now we have to go back to ask ourselves, what about arkaot? We pointed out that in the world of arkaot, we have a takana midrabanan, pasan kalushna basra, that in the world of arkaot, we can write shtare raya. When we write a shtar raya in the world of arkaot, what's the din in terms of gviya? Nechori mishubadim. What's the din in terms of parati? Neman or eno neman? Yes?
So if Eid Echad Bishtar, why would we say that in Unema, why would we just take a Shavuos Eid Echad?
That he has, in other words, that we say that Eino Ne'eman Lomar Parati, that he doesn't, it doesn't, it's not a Taina, it's not considered to be a Taina, so you're being towing against the Shtar.
But doesn't
Ramah say Shavuos Eid Echad? We have a din of a Shavuos Eid Echad, that's Alpi Eid Echad. Had we had a 1-8 on a milva ba'al peh, that would have created a shvua. However, here we have a shtar with 1-8. That, you know, as we say, eno ne'eman. This is all in Rav Elchanan. I think it's a Baba Basra, Siman Tuf. Sorry. Tuf Reshe.
So for the reason that has a small cold,
in other words, everyone agrees in principle you can have a shtar without a kol. It's not a machlokes in principle, can you have one without the other? Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees in principle you can have one without the other. The question is that what we have? So, in other words, so in shtar beit echad, everyone agrees that even though govim nechasim b'nei chori, even though there's no kol, it's still a shtar. Where the machlokes is a shtar parsa and a ksav yad. In these two cases, the Ri says in each of these cases, since it's gover menachasim menechorim, means it's not a shtar, therefore ne'eman. While Tosfos Rid says, no, these two cases, just like the shtar beit echad. Namely, we have over here a shtar without a kol. So now we have to ask ourselves, how do we view the situation of our ka'ot? That's basically come full circle back to our Mishnah. In the case of our ka'ot, we paskin that we can write shtarei raya. So what is the nature of these shtarei raya that are coming out of our ka'ot? They're signed by goyim. There are no edei mesira. But they're valid because of a takana. They're valid because of a takana that we know that the goyim over here are teaching us the emes, and we know that in the world of dinei mamonos, we pointed out the Rambam, we can be somech on emes. We can be somech on omedah. That the judge is allowed to judge as long as he's certain that there's truth. When you need two edim, well, you're not sure. But if you're sure, you can pass them. That's what we have over here in our Ka'ot Ashtari Ra'ayah. So we open up the Rambam to Hilchos Malva Velova, Perek Zayin. We find that the Rambam says as follows. In Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, he talks about Shtar Parsa. Halacha Beis, he puts a Shtar Parsa, V'lama lo yigva min ha-meshubadim, neisha ein lo kol. But it doesn't tell us anything at all in terms of the principle of Neman Loma Parati or not. Doesn't speak about it. In Halacha Aleph, he deals with the Shtar of Arkaot, and he says that the Shtar of Arkaot applies to the following situations. Avol kol shtaros shechosmehem goyim, harei elu psulim, chutz mishtarei mekach umemkar ushtarei chov. That we have two types of shtar raya, v'hushiyu asuyim ba'arkaot shelahem, but not behedyotos, and we have to be certain that even these arkaot don't accept shochad, etc., etc. However, if we're dealing with shtarei kinyan, then nothing doing. Shtarei matanos, psharos, mechigos, that doesn't hold. And in the Arkaos, Harayen Kecheres, Lishna Basra, in our Sugya. Then he continues, V'horu Robosai, Shafilu Shtarei Chov Shelahen, Shenasnu Hamaos Bifnehem, Psulim. Lo Hichshiru Ela Shtarei Mekach Umemkar, Shenasnu Hamaos Bifnehem. Ve'en Ani Mode Baza. We pointed out that we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabosav as to whether Shtarei Chov coming out of Arkaos are good. The Rambam says Shtarei Chov coming out of Arkaos are fine, and the Rabosav says no. How did we explain that machlokas?
But
the Rambam holds that a Shtar Chov is a Shtar Raya, so just as Shtarei Mekach Umemkar we allow from Arkaos because they're Shtarei Raya, also a Shtar Chov is a Shtar Raya. What creates the Kinyan, the Shibud? The chov itself, not the shtar. The shtar is simply a shtar raya. Mashenk, and according to Rabosav, the Rabosav views that the shtar creates the shibud and it's the shtar kinyan, and we can't get it out of the arkaot. What about our issue? What's the nature of these? So the Rambam says that in these situations, the govelo mi b'nei chorim, in the case of shtar arkaos, the shtar raya of arkaos, govelo mi b'nei chorim, avo ein torfin bo from mishubadim, Neisha ein lo kol, shaharei lo yodu halokuchos meshenase v'goyim. Self, this is a shtar totally made by the goyim. There is no even Eidei Mesira Yisrael. Totally took place by the goyim. We don't have any chasimos Yisrael. Therefore, barur that it's only gove min chasim b'nei chari. Okay. Comes along the Ravid, and he says, Yofe horu rabosav. That the Ravid agrees with the Rabosav of the Rambam, Sheshtar ha'ole ba'arkao shelahem v'chosmehem goyim, eino gove mimishubadim deles lehu kala, hilkoch efshar shenifra v'lo tva'o. What's the Ravid saying over here? What's he talking about? Yofe horu Rabosav, Shishtar ha'ole ba'arkao shelahem v'chosmehem goyim, eino gove mimishubadim, deles lehu kola, hilkoch, efshar shenifra v'lo tva'o. Right.
And therefore he should be believed to say parati, because what's against him parati is shtar v'yachol ha'goy, but now he has a reason why he didn't take back the shtar, because he had to take back the shtar.
Okay. Komar, ha'raivet pashut hisbir et ha'machloket bein Rambam v'Rabosav b'miflas acher l'gamre. Nothing to do with Rashi and Tosos and Daf Gimel days. the two lashonos of Rashi and Reb Chaim, and you know, as to whether a shtar chov is a shtar kinyan or a shtar rayat, nothing to do with that. No. We have a din of a shtar chov. A shtar chov is clearly a shtar rayat. I think we always would have assumed a shtar chov is a rayat that there was a loan. That's the nature of a shtar chov. What creates the loan is the handing over the money. The value of the shtar chov is that it's a shtar chov. Normally, when the moment we have a shtar chov, which is a shtar raya, eino ne'eman lomar parati, and gove minachasim mishubadim. This is a classic shtar chov. Comes along a shtar chov from arkaot. Comes along a shtar chov from arkaot. So here, we have a shtar chov coming out of arkaot. So the Rambam says, okay, it's a shtar raya. Eino ne'eman lomar parati. But what about nechasim mishubadim? What does Rambam say? It's not signed. Ein bezekol. Right? We have over here a shtar without a kol. So the Rambam says, this is a shtar, which is a shtar. They're coming out of our kol, the same way that we can have a shtar raya on nekach u'memkar, we can have a shtar raya on a chov. What value would a shtar chov have? It's not going to be gover from the chasim mishubadim. It's only going to be gover from the necharim. However, it's going to help us that eino ne'eman lomar parati. Comes along the ravid and says, just a minute. The moment the Rambam says that this shtar chov is not gover from the chasim mishubadim, that it's only gover from the necharim, then already ne'eman lomar parati. Ne'eman lomar parati. Namely, that what's the nature of this shtar chov coming out of the arkaot? Meaningless. It's not even milveh baal peh. There are no edim at all. The only edim that were in it were goyim. It's not a case like the shtar parsa where we had edim mesira Yisrael. We had something. According to Ravid, here we have nothing. Here we have edim chasima of goyim. Edim chasima of goyim means that there's no kol. The moment that there's no kol, Ne'eman lomar parati. In other words, who knew that this shtar was there at all? No one knew the shtar was there at all. Ne'eman lomar parati, it's nothing. Namely, the machlokas that we have by shtar parsa'a between the Tosas Rid and the Ri, we have the parallel machlokas by shtar arkaos between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, the shtar of arkaos is a shtar without a kol. According to the Ravid, it's nothing. It's nothing at all. It's totally meaningless. A shtar coming out of the arkos in the world of milva is nothing. In the world of mekach u'memkar, it serves as a shtar raya. So in mekach u'memkar, we have a shtar raya that this field belongs to Ploni. That's all that we have. That's fine. But in shtar chov, the purpose of the shtar is to get the money. Purpose of the shtar is to get the money. Here is not going to help us at all. How would you understand the machlokas over here? We learned the sugi of arkos. How would you understand the machlokas over here between the Ravid and the Rambam as to whether a shtar of arkos is a shtar without a kol, or as to whether the world of arkos is, by a shtar chov, is meaningless? That's what both of us, of Rambam, are saying. In a shtar chov, it's meaningless. We can use arkos for shtari mekach u'memkar. We can't use arkos for shtarei chov. Arkos can serve as a raya, that a transaction took place. Nothing more than that. And in shtar chov, we need more than that. Not only that there was a loan, but there's still a loan. What might not mean that it was a loan, that's history. We want to know that there's still a loan. That, according to the raya, then we have no raya that's still a loan. I know that, in other words, that the person's ne'eman to say parati. Mashenk, according to the Rambam, the shtar of arkos can serve as that. What would be the machlokas by arkos? Again, just remember, we're dealing over here with the Lishna Basra. This is not Dina de Machus Adina. The Rambam says Dina Machus Adina doesn't apply to the Shtari Arkos. Dina Machus Adina only applies when there's Hanoah to the Melech. We're dealing over here with the Lishna Basra, that we have over here a Takana of Chazal, that the Arkos are Ne'eman. How would you understand, how would you simply formulate the Machlokas? Let's go back 1 minute. I see you. Let's go back 1 minute. Tosos of Tesem Adays, where he wants to explain the heter of our Arkaos. Tosos says, the smack in the middle of Tosos Afalpi, Kevon delav b'nei edus ninhu, the people signing the shtar in the Arkaos are goyim, hayaroi afilu kol shtaros ha'olim b'arkaos of the kochavim l'fsol min ha'torah. They're possibly edus. Afilu osam ha'omdim l'raya. Ela takanta d'rabonon hu, hecha d'kim lon b'sahadusai hu shehu emes, d'lo mar'e nafshayu. We have over here unique takana d'rabonon, in which when we are certain that these edim are telling the truth, that because of the context of our kos they wouldn't lie, we're going to be somech on these edim. How would you formulate this according to the Ravid? How would you formulate this according to the Rambam? Which formulation fits in smoothest? How would the Ravid understand these words of Tosfos? Afilu osam ha'omdim komar elatakanta drabonan hu hecha de kimlan besahadu sayu shu emes lomare nafshayu. Exactly. This is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. What was the takana of Arkaos? According to the Ravid, the takana was that which comes out of the Arkaos, we believe. We believe there was a loan. Okay, but that won't help the person holding on to the shtar to collect his loan. Maybe there was a loan, but it was paid. If the fellow agrees there was a loan, fine, so it'll help him to be gover for Bnei Chori. But if he doesn't agree there's a loan, so it's nothing. It's not. It doesn't tell us anything. All it tells us is what once was, that they were believed about once was. The chiddush of a shtar is that we assume what once was continues as long as the shtar is in the hands of the malva. As long as the malva is holding on to the shtar, not only was there a loan, but there's still a loan. That, according to the Ravid, that's a shtar. This is not a shtar. This is kimlehu v'sad desayu shu emes. We know that they're telling the truth, if there was a loan. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. There was a loan. Nothing more than that. Masha'ein kein, according to the Rambam, we have a takana of Chazal that a shtar coming out of our coast has a status of a shtar. Okay, so we have over here then, we have to take each case, each situation where we have a crack in the shtar, where we have a situation of a shtar which is, put in a shtar which is gova only from Bnei Chorin. We have four such cases. We have a shtar of Eksaviyad, we have the shtar Parsa'a, we have a shtar of Eid Echad, and we have a shtar of Arkaot. These four cases, we have a situation where the common denominator is, there are no Eid Echasima. There are no Eid Echasima in the Ksav Yad, no Eid Echasima Yisrael in the shtar Parsa, no, only one Eid Echasima in the shtar of Eid Echad, there are no Eid Echasima Yisrael in the Arkaot. So we have a common denominator, none of these are Gove from the Chasim Mishubadim. Question is, but are they, do they prevent a taina of parati? So in Ksav Yad, we have a machlokes, the Tosus Rid, and the Ri. Shtar Pasa'a, we have the same machlokes, Tosus Rid, and the Ri. By Shtar Eid Echad, everyone agrees that Eino Ne'eman to say parati. And in the Shtar of Arkaos, that's a machlokes over here between the Rambam and the Ravid. Where the Ravid is parallel to the Ri, and Tosfos Rid is parallel to the Rambam. In each of these cases, you can ask the same question. What is it not a shtar, or is it a shtar without a kol? In other words, none of these have to be connected. The Ksos, you should be aware, in Siman Samach Zayin, says, I have a stira in the Ravid. The Ravid paskins that shtar arkaos is not ne'eman to say parati, but the Ravid by Ksav Yad says that eino ne'eman to say parati. You have a stira in the Ravid. It's not a stira in the Ravid. It's not a rule that every time that you don't have Bnei Chor, that you're not going from the Shabbatim automatically. It shows about the nature of the particular situation. Our cause, the Ravid understood that we have a unique takana of Ne'emanos Sh'omrim Emes, nothing more than that. Masha'en Kein, Shtar B'Ksav Yado, that's a shtar. It's a shtar but without a kol. That's the Mishnah of Abbasu, the Kufayin Hamad Beis. It's a shtar without a kol, like the Tosas Rit. And you don't have to connect the fact that the Ravid holds over here that Ne'eman Lama Parati, therefore, by Ksav Yado, has to also be Ne'eman. Okay, so the Ksos leaves it as Tzarachim. There's really no Tzarachim. Each of these can be dealt with in an independent manner. So this is what we have over here in the Sugya. And the Yud Aleph from the base is a very important Sugya Halach L'maisa in terms of naming a child with a non-Jewish name. This was Amitai's Dvar Torah at his Pidyon HaBen. Adelphi, or whatever his name was, so whether one is allowed to give a non-Jewish name to a child. So there's a famous machlokes, a very well-known machlokes achronim, between the Maharam Shik and the Maharsh Dam. The Maharam Shik wanted to bring a raya from a Tosus later on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. There's a Rabbeinu Tam there, who says that Chas V'Shalom, his language is, Chas v'shalom lahazkir shem oved kochavim b'toras Moshe v'Yisrael. That we shouldn't use a non-Jewish name in a get. You know, it's a non-Jewish name. It's not part of our tradition. But the Maharsh Dam says, but look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that in Chutz La'aretz rov Yisrael b'Chutz La'aretz shmosem k'shem ovdei kochavim. And the Gemara doesn't have a judgment statement, and that's horrible. It takes it for granted. That's the mitzvah without any judgment statements. That the rule is the Gemara of Yedaf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Rav Moshe has such a tshuva. In terms of Rav Moshe once was upset even about the question came to Rav Moshe was that the person came that his wife was expecting, and his mother had passed away, and her name was Gittel Drezel, and he wanted to know, does he have to name his daughter Gittel Drezel? And he came to Rav Moshe. After all, Gittel Drezel is a non-Jewish name. They're from German, etc. They made their way into Yiddish, but this is not Sora Rachel. This is Gittel Drezel. So Rav Moshe wrote back that Meikar Hadin, you can give a name which is not Jewish. This is the Gemara over here in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Gittin Haboy Midinus Hayam. That that's the nature of living in Golos, that we absorb the names. And Rav Moshe wants to say that the Chazal that we know from Parshas HaShavua, right, in other words, Shiloshinu Eshimam, Loshinu Eshloshonam, V'chulei, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, what distinguished a Jew? His Shem, his Lashon, his Beged, etc. After Matan Torah, what distinguishes us is Torah Mitzvos. We don't need those changes. However, Moshe said, B'chol Zot, it would be very, very nice to give a Jewish name. But over here, that you want to Mekayim Kibud Avraham, so Moshe said that the name Drezel is not a name. You know, it says Razel, but there's no Drezel. So that he could put off. That's simply a mistake. But Gittel, so he should give the name Gittel, but his mother passed away early, so he should add a name. So he should call her, maybe Moshe, Gittel Chana. Chana Gittel. I remember one of, it's a tshuva, Nyerodea, or Chaim. It's in Rav Moshe's tshuva. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I forget what tshuva. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva on the matter. He says that, you know, it's very proper to give Jewish names, but one shouldn't necessarily feel that, you know, that there's an Easter to give a non-Jewish name. And again, based himself over here on this Gemara. The original tshuva of the Maharsh Dam was from the Anusim of Portugal. That when they came out of Portugal, as Anusim, they wanted to come back to Yahadut, and they had a question, do they have to change their names? That they had taken when they were Anusim, non-Jewish names, the Muranos, and did they have to change their names? So Maharsh Dam says they don't have to change their names, that this is simply the nature of Golos. Yes?
How many categories of names are there? I mean, there's Jewish names, then there's Shmos Muvhokim, which are non-Jewish names, then there's Ena Muvhokim, which are maybe Jewish, maybe non-Jewish, and then there's Shmos of Rishayim also.
That's a different matter. Shemos of Rishayim is a different parasha. That's a different, that's Tosfos by Rabbi Yishmael, Rav Avshalom, etc. That's a different. A different matter altogether. That's,
but yeah. Like Rabbeinu Pet, you know, Tosfos Rabbeinu Petzer.
Yes.
That's a
According to Menachem Butler, it's Rabbeinu Pater, not Rabbeinu Petzer. Right. It's named after Peter. It's named after Pater. Yes.
What
about Sumchos Alexander? And Sumchos Alexander is This is where Moshe points out that this is nothing. This is nothing new that we find. You could say maybe that Aramaic had a different status, that Aramit is a different status, Bechal, in terms of being close to Jewish names. But according to Rav Moshe, everything is mutter, but there's a hidur. There's a hidur to give a proper I want to say Yiddish anamim, proper shem Yehudi. To give a proper shem Yehudi, but if there were inyanim, other inyanim in terms of kibud, aveim, etc. So if one's uncle was Alexander Ziskin, you could have a child who would be named Alexander Ziskin. He won't be the only Alexander Ziskin. What?
If it's in Tanakh, it's Jewish, it's not in Tanakh, it's not Jewish.
I understood if it appears to me that you're doing it to be doma to the goyim, that's where we move over into the shemos einam yehudim. But if let's say you make up a new name with a Hebrew root, that's a shem yehudi. That's what we find in divrei hayamim. You go through all the divrei hayamim, you come up with names that you never saw in your lifetime. And so minhag of Eretz Yisrael currently in many chugim is to behave like the door of Shivat Zion and to give names that have a Jewish root. But you're giving the name out of the Jewish root. I was at a Brit last week, and the name that was given to the child was Mevaser. Right? Called Mevaser, Mevaser Va'omer, and the whole beautiful drasha. The first child I ever heard of called Mevaser. But there's nothing, I've heard girls Mevaseret, right? But this is the first Mevaser. But Aval Zeh Shem Yehudi. Zeh Shem Yehudi. It doesn't have to necessarily be Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Okay. We're moving over. Yeah, now Eliyahu is on the Kazen, show you what he's going to do. Okay. Okay, we're moving over to a Mishnah that's dealing with Zachin. We dealt with this sort of in one context in terms of the Sugya of testing the day, but we have to see the Sugya per se. So after reading the Mishnah, take a jump over to Masechet Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That's where the sugya of Zachin is, and see the Rishonim over there. The order just to go, my humble opinion: Rashi, then the Tosfos HaRosh, then the Rashba, and then the Ran, who sort of puts everything together. Then see our sugya in light of the Rishonim in Kedushin, and if someone wants, I hope that you would, want to see what's been said previously in the 2,000 years since the Mishnah was, not 2,000 years, since the Mishnah may have been orally transmitted. There are a number of sources. I think definitely you should see the Ktzos in Siman Kuf Hei Sifkot and Aleph. If you can see the Pnei Yoshua, an hour sugya, Olam Alo. And if you have more time, so look in the Or Sameach and the Birka Shmuel. They all deal with the nature of Zachin. Pretty much what we're going to do is use Zachin as a jump board, that's the phrase, carriage of success, springboard, thank you, as a springboard to understand the sugi in the Gemara of Tofes Lebalchov Makom Shechav L'Acherim. That's what we want to get into, and Zachin has its own value, but in terms of the context over here, it'll move us over into Tofes Lebalchov, which will be the sugya from right after the Mishnah until the two dots on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So that's where we're headed. Okay? This said.